For the past 36 years, the African Children's Choir has been touring the world, bringing the songs, dances, and stories of their native Uganda to audiences. And the youngsters, for donating their time, get their chance at an education. Here is choir manager Tina Sipp.
They are elementary age. When they come out in the choir, they're ages 7 to 10. And most of them will have a birthday while they're on the road, which is very fun. But they start out 7 to 10 years old, and then they are really with us for the rest of their lives. We do the tour, and then they actually go back to our primary school that we have just for former choir children. And there's about 110, 120 children there in grades up to grade 7. And then we've just completed actually a secondary school, so our children will be able to either select another private school in the country of Uganda or attend our secondary school, which is 6 levels. And then we continue to pay their education through post-secondary. So if they go to college or university, trade school, vocational school, all of their education is paid from having been in the choir.
Sipp adds that getting to spend time in the United States has other benefits as well.
Because Uganda was a former British colony, all of the educational testing in the country is in English. And so you really can't get very far with your education if you can't pass those exams. And so if you don't know English, you're not going to pass those exams. So that's part of the benefit, is just simply the English so that they can get an education. And that is the piece that is very limiting for these children, because they're coming from very impoverished backgrounds. They also, I think, just gain in confidence, but I think the biggest thing is vision. If your world is just a few miles in radius, it's quite difficult to have a vision for what you could become or what you could do. And I think tour just puts them in a place where they can see and experience so much more than they would have in terms of planting confidence and ability and skills. Begin to think and to dream, right? We dream all the time, but it's pretty hard to dream of something you've never heard of. So, I think there's some tremendous benefits to the children, and they just bless so many people.
The African Children's Choir will perform at 7 o'clock Friday night at the First Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Anna. And then Saturday night, they'll be in Mount Vernon at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church on Illinois Highway 37. The pastor of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is Jason Webb, and he says families have often enjoyed the program.
Excited about having the choir with us. They're a nationally known choir, internationally known actually, and they were just passing through our area, and I have some connections to Uganda, and so some people asked if they could come here, and so I was excited to have them come in. And so what they'll hear is their new tour, which is the Just As I Am hymns tour. And so it's something that's going to appeal to a wide variety of people. My kids, I have young kids, and they love seeing these choirs because it's high energy, enthusiastic performance by kids, singing, dancing, just a great night of fun for the whole family.
Webb adds that Saturday night's performance is for anybody, regardless of church affiliation.
It's open to anyone, and it's totally free. Now, we will accept a love offering, which means people can give whatever they want to give. But all of that money, 100%, goes to this choir to support their mission and their ministry of helping orphans in Uganda. And so I think that people can feel good about coming, having a free night of entertainment, and then their money going directly to support this good cause.
The African Children's Choir has performed for Queen Elizabeth II, Paul McCartney, Keith Urban, and Mariah Carey. I'm Kevin Boucher.